You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Hold her steady, Bliss.
What do you think I'm trying to do?
Keep the front horizontal. Horizontal!
I'm trying, okay? Shouting isn't making it any easier to steer this thing. Oh, I think I'd like your last personality better.
Neither of us cares what you think.
But perhaps if we should have chosen a different method of transport, something that isn't going to get us all killed.
That's it. Steady her off. We couldn't risk using a TARDIS, nor any time ring tech.
Yeah, but still, an Argonian escape pod is hardly up to the task of penetrating this unnaturally dense atmosphere, is it? Activating retro sea if I slow us down a bit.
We won't arouse suspicion in this.
Lost the dorsal stabilizer. We've lost the dorsal stabilizer. Not good.
We can make it without it.
Why couldn't we use any time travel technology? Why don't we want to arouse suspicion? I guess what I'm saying is, Tamazan, I want answers. What have I agreed to here?
We're entering the inner atmosphere.
Hold our line. Hold our line. I told you I won't be part of a Time War offensive.
It's reconnaissance. We're light years from the front. I was going to brief you when we landed.
If we land.
Okay. There's intel that this planet might be a hiding place for the last of the Helixara.
That's impossible.
Why?
The Helixara can't be here. They can't be anywhere.
Someone can tell me why.
Centuries ago, the Time Lords erased the Helixara from existence. They totally removed them from history. There goes our tail fin. Hold on tight.
It's getting bumpier.
Tamazan, is there any intel on whether anyone survived this atmosphere?
No.
Remind me never to agree to a mission with you without getting all the facts.
Noted.
We're coming in!
Sense to speak.
Well, I can't say it's been nice knowing you, Major.
Racing dune pigs a bit more fun than this.
Permission for an audience, sire.
Ah, granted, Transino. That's enough. Stop! Oh, it's good to have an excuse to stop them. Now, what news from the laboratory?
Lady Shonoth wishes to speak to you, sire.
Ah, well, we'll turn on the contraption, will you? What do you call it?
The viewing screen.
Yes, the viewing screen.
Lady Shonoth, the king is here.
Vashko, I need to speak to you.
Oh, I will never get used to this magic box. It's as if you're in the room with me. But what can I do for you, my Lady Shonoth?
I have detected disturbances in the atmosphere. Possibly interstellar debris. Possibly something more.
The lights in the sky. Yes, I saw them from my chambers earlier.
My equipment has not detected whether anything made landfall, but I need you to be ready.
Of course. Give me the word and I'll send my best riders to collect any technology that has fallen from the sky.
And if there are any survivors, you know what to do. Oh, I need to rest now. Wearily.
Rest well, Lady Shonoth. Can you turn it off, Drancino?
Sire.
I understand her concern, but really, if something has crashed, it's unlikely anyone survived.
Welcome to Thelian.
That's it. Come on, take my hand.
I can manage without your help. Bliss, are you okay?
A bit of a headache, but not too bad.
No welcoming committee. That's a bonus.
Yeah, but with parking like that, I don't think we'll remain undetected for long.
That thing won't fly again, will it?
No, it's totally kaput. We'll have to find another way off this planet.
Whew. This direction.
Okay. So, what did that race, the Helixara, do to get deleted from history?
They were genetic engineers.
Quite brilliant genetic engineers.
But centuries ago, the Helixara killed a Time Lord and stole her TARDIS. They used it to spread their race banks throughout time and space.
Oh. So the only way the Time Lords could put it right was to erase them?
No, there should have been another way. They could have traced the journeys of that TARDIS, removed to the race banks one by one.
They had to ensure that all the Helixara's actions were undone. They couldn't afford to have missed even one of the infestation points.
Okay, but if they did that, remove them, then the Helixara can't be here, can they?
The intel suggests that one of them survived. And if we can find out how they survived a time deletion, that could be of vital importance in our war.
Your war.
Today it's yours, too.
Ah, so that's why we needed an Argodian ship to be incognito.
Yes, if one of the Helixara is here, and they find out we are Time Lords...
Right, take one of these.
Thanks.
Pocket comms devices? More Argodian tech?
Yes, although we shouldn't volunteer that we're Argodians either, unless we have to. Thelians aren't used to aliens.
Are you sure about that? Look.
That's incredible.
You are doing a noble thing. I commend you.
Yes, my lady, Shona.
Step into the glass chamber. And close the door.
Yes, my lady.
Lady Shona, I thought we were delaying the experiment until you had rested.
Resting makes little difference anymore. I need to continue. My days are running out.
Nonsense. You will not die, Lady Shonath.
Enough fawning. Input the tracking coordinates.
It's done. And indications show that we have a match.
Divert all the power to the chamber. Are you ready to make history?
Yes, my lady.
Powering the main console, my lady.
Lock on coordinates.
Lock on coordinates. Holding.
Keep tracking them. Steady.
Power at maximum.
Activate. She's gone.
It's worked.
Did she make the jump to the Garland network?
No. No. It changed position by 3 sectors and the machine couldn't lock again.
Where did she end up?
Nowhere.
Oh, no! We have to perfect this. Get to work, now!
How many do you see, Tamasan?
At least 20.
Oh, there's more over there!
The wreckage of so many different alien spacecraft. All destroyed coming through that atmosphere...
Oh, this one's had some of its equipment stripped out.
Same here.
Someone's harvested anything that's useful.
No survivors in this one either. Bodies, yes, but survivors, no.
Can you tell what race they were?
There's not enough left. And there's one over here we should check out.
Which?
There's a small, black, lozenge-shaped one.
It's modified Dalek technology.
Exactly.
The Daleks are here.
Not a guess, no. I'd say their casings would burn up in the atmosphere too. But if we look inside... enough space for one humanoid. Maybe they sent a Dalek agent.
Then we can't delay. We've got to reach the Helixara before they do.
Good luck with that. This pod has been here a while.
Oh. These medical machines used to give me some respite from my pain. Oh.
Can we boost them in some way, Lady Shonath?
You are a good scientist, but I am deteriorating beyond repair. Tell the king that I need more volunteers now. It is vital to succeed in testing the chamber in the lab so I can escape. Go!
Nobody tried to stop us entering the palace.
Well, I suppose with that atmosphere, they don't get many invading armies.
All in all, it looks a peaceful, harmonious society.
Shh! An announcement.
All hail King Vashko, sovereign ruler of Thelian.
All hail! All hail!
My loyal subjects, I'm grateful to you for coming. Today, we will select the lucky Thelians who will receive the highest honor.
They're hanging on his every word.
Lady Shonath was sent to us from the stars 8 years ago. Since her arrival, she has bestowed many scientific advancements on my people. On us all. She showed us how to use the waterfalls of Thelian for power. She showed us how to harness that power for light, to illuminate the palace, to heat our homes. And now we need loyal Thelians to repay that debt. Who will be chosen? I will leave the selection in the capable hands of Chief Scientist Drancino.
Shonath could be the person we're looking for.
My thoughts exactly.
Raise your hand if you would like to repay the debt to Lady Shonath.
Oh, they're all very keen.
I wonder what that repayment entails.
You.
Well, and you. We don't want to be left out.
Doctor!
I thought we wanted to meet this Shonath. Put your hands up. Are we here? Us too? Hello?
You.
This
you.
Is reckless.
That's you. My kind of modus operandi. You should get used to it by now.
Oh, he's looking our way.
You and you.
That's us, Tamazan.
You will all go with the others to the laboratory.
What about me?
We have all we need.
Hold on, Drancino. I may have a use for this one. I need a new lady in waiting.
Sorry, what?
I'll bring her to the throne room, sire.
Why do I have to be the lady in waiting?
It's not a bad thing. You'll be inside the royal palace, an opportunity to find out all they know about Shonath.
I think what Tamazan meant to say was be careful. Because they don't get visitors, they'll assume we're native Thelian. It's best you don't dispel that myth.
Oh, great. I know nothing about my job. And I've got to convince the king I'm a local.
Like I said, be careful.
So, what do my duties entail?
I've no idea. I'm a scientist.
Wow! This tapestry is amazing.
It is one of the modern artifacts of Thelian. Surely you've seen it before.
Yeah, this is my first time in the palace, even though I've obviously lived here all my life.
Well, the great tapestry illustrates the arrival of Lady Shonath from the stars. That part shows the king saving her from the vortex hole that brought her here.
Ah.
There's her bestowing her scientific gifts on the king.
Oh, ooh, this bit looks new.
Don't touch!
Oh!
Ah, yes. A mere 3 months ago, the king decided to select volunteers to help Lady Shonath with her experiments.
Ah, and why is she waving goodbye to those people there?
They are the chosen ones.
Ah.
The lucky subjects that will go on that glorious one-way journey.
What one-way journey?
To the stars. Come on.
Maybe I didn't get this short straw after all.
And this is where the salvage tech ends up.
It's like a junkyard.
Anyone who can make all this stuff work again must be a genius.
As I said, the Helixara was skilled scientists.
Well, it was a shame someone cut them off in their prime, wasn't it? I don't want to worry you, but look at this.
A damaged pulse oscillator, sir?
Dalek technology. And not something that pod would have carried.
So the Daleks have tried to get through more than once.
I am going to introduce you lucky volunteers to Lady Shunneth. Now it is your chance to work alongside her to realize her ultimate goal.
Oh, welcome to my laboratory. Please do not fear me. My appearance is but a temporary aberration.
She's paid a dreadful price to survive the time dilation.
Don't get sentimental, Doctor. She's a dangerous enemy.
Get the volunteers to work, Transino. There must be no delay.
You heard Lady Shunneth. We need those crates of components sorted, repaired, cleaned. Anything usable, put in the large boxes at the end. Get busy!
It might help to know what we're working on. What device is Lady Shunneth trying to build from all this bric-a-brac?
She calls it a transmat.
A transmat?
It is how Lady Shunneth will leave our planet and find her salvation among the stars.
Here's your cape, Your Majesty.
That's not my ceremonial cape, though, is it?
Ah, you want the green one.
Of course I want the green one. I'm receiving guests at the palace, not meeting politicians at a garden party. Red for politicians, green for guests, black for war. All Thelian children learn that at school.
Hmm? Oh, I must have been off that day.
Yes, yes. Oh, well, don't just stand there, girl.
Green. There you go.
Now, what else do I need?
Shoes?
Oh, state jewellery. Oh, I can't believe I have to tell you everything.
Sorry, I'm sure I'll pick it up soon.
The viewing box.
My scanners have detected a crashed vessel, an Argodian escape pod in the forest. You will retrieve anything useful.
I will send riders immediately.
Go with them, Vasco. I cannot tolerate any pilfering.
Of course. And you shall accompany me, Bliss.
Oh, right.
Bring me my riding cape.
You might have to remind me which colour.
Reports. Orbit achieved outside Thelian atmosphere. Maintain distance. It is imperative we do not enter the atmosphere or we will be destroyed. I obey. Communication from Dalek agent on Thelian.
Report.
Message. Shunneth unable to lock transmat to existing Garlad network. Experiment has failed.
To what degree is her transmat operational?
It disperses molecules, but it cannot direct them to a destination.
Could we use her device to materialize Daleks in the laboratory?
Negative. But when her lock-on component is functional, we can select her transmat as a destination.
Order the Dalek agent to expedite work in the laboratory. The transmat must be completed. That is their priority.
I obey.
It is. Be quick, man.
What do you hope they'll find?
Any serviceable machinery.
No survivors inside.
Oh, where are you going, Your Highness?
I want to see you for myself. If there are no bodies, they must have escaped.
Right, yes.
And if they have escaped. We must hunt them
down.
Obviously.
Two of you, search the area for bodies and tracks. Bliss, climb up. Come and see your first alien spacecraft.
What do you think?
It's a pretty primitive transmat. A glass cubicle connected to dispersal circuits. Yeah, this all looks like it could work.
Could?
Well, it would certainly make an individual disperse into a molecular state. Question is, where would it send them? Transmats need two ends. And if Shanath is stranded here, she could hardly have set up another one somewhere else, could she?
So what use is half a transmat?
Unless... she's trying to hook into someone else's system. Yeah. She's found a Garlad network. Nasty race. But beggars can't be choosers.
But the calculations required for locking into that are something...
Yes, one tiny error or a network movement and the Traveler's molecules would be scattered through space.
You're forgetting. We're only pretending to help her.
Don't worry. I know our prime objective is to discover how she survived a time deletion, but... it can't have escaped your notice. She's disfigured. And she's in constant agony. However she survived, you have to ask whether it was worth it.
That knowledge is valuable to the Time Lords. We must find out.
And we might find out if we help her, don't you think?
Help her? We can't let her leave Thelion.
I hope you're not suggesting what I think you're suggesting. She is the last of her kind. Don't you think she deserves a second chance?
We need to find out how she survived. That is all.
Most of it's useless. It was good for spare parts, nothing more.
I don't know much about alien craft, obviously, but there's not much space, is there?
No room for more than three people, I'd say. Ah, this says it's a medical scanner. That could be useful for Lady Shoneth. Take it!
Oh, okay.
Ah. But what do you think this one is, Bliss?
Another sort of scanner?
It's like the one Lady Shoneth uses to see when star vehicles fall to our planet.
And that flashing light must be a star vehicle up there?
Yes. If it comes any closer, it'll fall, and we'll scavenge it too. Oh, happy days! Men, I need assistance with this scanner. Well, come on!
That's a Dalek ship.
It's nearly at full power.
Surely they won't use it until the lock-on is working. Without that, it's like aiming a gun at a fast-moving target, then firing with super-slow bullets.
Nice analogy. Someone's coming.
Move forward to the chamber.
Yes, sir.
Looks like I was wrong.
Behold. Your chance to help me to fulfill my destiny.
It's an honor.
Wait. You can't be serious.
Doctor.
What? You dare question me?
This is the one who wanted to know what the chamber was. He has an inquisitive mind.
I do. And it's got me into no end of trouble over the years.
What is your name?
I'm the Doctor.
Why do you question me?
I am ready, my lady.
Well, the transmat's not finished, and I don't think you should risk someone's life until it is.
What would you know about whether it is complete? Thelian volunteers are keen, but they have no knowledge of what all this does. Why do you think you know more?
Like you said, inquiring mind.
You will operate the controls, Doctor.
Now wait a minute.
Or I will kill you.
Why didn't we go back with the riders?
There's something I want to show you first.
Oh.
Look. There, over those trees.
Oh.
The largest waterfall on Thelion. Magnificent, isn't it? We derive most of our power from it.
That's amazing.
And as a native Thelion, you will, of course, know what it's called.
Of course.
Well...
You don't need me to tell you, do you?
Indulge me. I'd like to hear you say it. As your king.
Oh, well, in my house we always just called it the big waterfall.
You've been lying to me, Bliss. You know nothing about your king's attire. You don't know the things taught in school. And Drancino told me you tried to touch the revered tapestry. Where are you from?
Okay. I'm an Argodian. That was my escape pod.
Fascinating. But there was space for three people. So I assume that your friends are also Argodian. Well?
Proceed.
I can't do this.
You will do it. Powering the main console.
Lock on coordinates.
Lock on coordinates set. And holding.
Keep checking them. Oh, steady. Steady.
Still holding.
Power at maximum.
Activate the transmat.
No!
Oh, what have you done?
I can't send a man to his death.
I'll activate.
No!
He's gone to the stars. Status report.
I don't have to look to tell you he didn't make it.
The Garland network coordinates changed by 0.1 sector.
No!
How could you do that?
If you had activated when we set...
It wouldn't have made a difference.
You are unusual. You have more knowledge than you show.
It has been said.
I'm sure my friend is sorry for ruining your experiment.
Your friend is only sorry that an innocent man had to die to prove the lunacy of this enterprise.
Lady Sonna!
This is not the time, Vashko.
The volunteers are off-worlders. They are Argodians.
Whoops.
So, this is what gives you greater knowledge than the primitives on this world. This could be useful. Oh. Drancino, get this doctor working on the circuits. Let's see how much he can help us. Oh. Imprison his friend to ensure his cooperation.
Oh. Oh. I think you should just kill them, my lady.
Don't worry. They will both die. If he fails...
There you go, Drancino. That's what you call a win-win. You should be happy.
Your mouth will be the death of you.
Well, that's been said a few times, too.
Get inside.
Thomasan.
Thanks for blowing our cover.
There was nothing I could do. How's the doctor?
Being forced to finish the transmat.
We've got to get out of here.
What have we got here? Conventional mechanical lock technology.
Yeah. If we had a piece of metal, we could use it as a skeleton key.
Have you got a hair clip?
No.
I thought you'd have a hair clip. Humans have hair clips.
No. Look. There must be something else we can use. What about the antenna on the scanner?
Good idea.
Communication received from Dalek agent.
Report.
Message. Three workers are not native Thelians.
Where do they originate?
They are Argodian.
They must not be permitted to destroy the transmat. Order the Dalek agent to exterminate them if they attempt sabotage.
I obey.
This circuit looks burnt out. Do you have a spare?
Unlikely. We'll have to cobble something together. One thing intrigues me about you.
Only one.
How did you make it through the atmosphere?
Luck. And a super strong hull. But I'd rather find out about the great Lady Shonath. Does she ever talk about how she survived?
It is not your concern. I think these components might match. Lady Shonath, things are progressing well. We'll soon be ready.
Excellent. Activate this medical scanner for me. It was found on their ship, and it may give me respite.
Yes, Lady Shonath.
On our world, we heard what happened to the Helixara.
Then you'll know I'm the last of my kind.
I can't imagine what that must be like, or the pain you must be in. How did you survive?
Oh, you call this survival? I was a scientist working in the labs. My family was proud of me. I had a son, a husband. And then I lost every single thing in less than a day.
Don't worry, I'll pick something up from the store on the way back. Keep him entertained until I get back, will you? I want to know all about his new... Franks? What just... Where did you go?
My husband had vanished from the screen. I didn't know it immediately, but the Time Lords had begun a time deletion to detect and erase the genetic code of all Helixara.
How did it happen?
One by one, people vanished from existence, from the very first Helixara through to my time. My friends, my family. Not just people, but books, technology, everything Helixara was removed, piece by piece. But it wasn't immediate.
I don't suppose it would be. There are natural forces that would try to fix what the Time Lords were doing.
So I took desperate measures to save myself.
What did you do?
I ran to the lab. I'd been working on a tool for genetic distortion. Observation. Only Helixara life forms are disappearing because of this deletion. Hypothesis. Does it only work on our genetic code? Prediction. Change my own genetic code slightly. Might I survive? The lowest setting first. A vortex opened. I was only milliseconds from deletion. And as I plunged through it, my every cell was wrenched in agony as they changed. When it spewed me out here, the mutations continued. They still continue.
I'm so sorry.
I need to find another world, one where I can be repaired. You must make the transmat work.
I will try my best.
How do you think Shonath survived?
I don't know. She shouldn't have survived. She's an aberration.
How can you say that? Just because your people erased her race and she happened to survive. When Time Lords delete something, they expect it to be all neat and tidy, don't they?
We should be concentrating on this.
Well, she's not the only aberration that shouldn't be here, is she? And right now, I'm feeling pretty sympathetic to her.
You'd do well to remember we're on the same side.
Are we, though?
Before I continue, I want to know my friends are all right.
They are safe for now. You have my word. They won't be harmed.
Good. So, if I can just bridge this circuit with a neural transponder link, then I think we might be there.
We found one of those on a Gathrosan vessel that crashed 5-6 years ago. Dancino, fetch it.
Yes, Lady Shonath.
How long has he been your chief scientist?
Why?
Don't you think his knowledge of alien technology is surprising? For instance, he didn't need telling what to look for, did he?
What are you implying?
I hate to cast aspersions, but we suspect there's a Dalek agent here.
Dalek? What is a Dalek?
Well, we've not enough time to explain their whole unpleasant history. Suffice it to say, they are one of the most ruthless races in the galaxy.
I trust Jancino. He's no agent. Now, work!
Come on. Open.
Hey, when the Time Lords delete an entire race, can it be undone?
You're asking the wrong person. I'm not a temporal engineer.
But in principle, could it?
Oh, I'm sure the Doctor has explained to you about fixed points in time. Ooh, it's tricky enough and unwise enough to undo a single death by using time travel technology.
So you couldn't bring chance people back?
I wish I could say yes to shut you up. Oh, okay. Come on! Ah! Done it. Doctor?
Tamazan.
Bliss and I have just escaped.
I could. Now, you're looking for a genetic distortion tool. It's probably about the size of a torch. That's what Charlotte used to save herself.
Any idea where she's hidden it?
That's all I've got, I'm afraid. She may even have lost it in the vortex. Oh, in other news, Dransino might be a Dalek agent.
There's a Dalek saucer in orbit. I saw it on the scanner.
We've got to be careful. We haven't got long. The transmat's nearly ready and Shonath wants to leave as soon as it is.
Doctor, you can't let her escape.
No deal, Major Tamazan. I'm here to find that genetic modifier, nothing more. I won't stop Shonath getting the help she needs.
Then you and I are going to fall out.
Don't flatter yourself. You're already off my Christmas card list. Now, we've both got work to do.
Come on, let's go.
Well, Tamazan, you should know. I'm with the Doctor on this one.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
How close are you to finishing?
Just waiting for Dransino to bring that component. Then I can wire it in. Why are you linking to a Garlad network?
It was the only one within range. Oh, if I survive, I hope they will help me stop my agony. What's that noise?
Another transmat trying to lock onto ours.
So it's working? It's connecting to the network?
Until we get that component, we can't. But other people can connect to us if we turn it on.
I must send them a message.
Wait. I suspect I know who that is.
The Daleks?
And believe me, you don't want to connect with them.
How did the Argodians know of what happened?
I told you, it was a legend on our world.
The Helixara do not exist. There is no legend to speak of. Hypothesis? There is only one race that would know of the Helixara.
What are you doing with the medical scanner?
Not only does it diagnose illness, it also assesses physiology. So, I'm assessing your physiology.
Well, you know these things are never completely reliable.
Two hearts.
Particularly in regard to the number of hearts.
You're a Time Lord. Guards! Guards!
It's okay. She's not at home.
Right. You search that side of the room. I'll do this side. Quickly.
Oh. For a hoarder of galactic rubbish, Shonath hasn't got a lot of stuff.
Look, that's from our ship.
Oh, yeah. The King brought it back.
You were right, by the way, about the focus of our mission. Let's stick to finding the device.
Oh, glad to hear it.
Nothing here.
Oh, no. OK, what's it next?
Wherever we're not going to get caught.
That's enough. Torture rack is a crude device, but effective.
Please.
Why are you here? Have you come to finish what your people started?
No.
Continue. Tear him apart.
Yes, Lady Jonathan. I'm after the modifier!
Enough!
That's the honest answer. The genetic modifier tool. But I am not here to hurt you.
You didn't ask me why.
Why what?
Why, when I realized my son, my family, Frank's, that they'd all died. Why would I want to escape? To survive?
I always believe where there is life, there is hope.
No, there was no hope. My only reason for survival was revenge.
I believe in second chances. There must be another way. I may be a Time Lord, but I don't condone what my people did.
Then we are both casualties of war. Kill him!
Wait. I am the only one who can get your transmat working, aren't I? If you kill me, you will never get off this world. You will have no revenge. Well?
Dancino.
Sire? Sorry, I was looking for a component for Lady Shonath.
The prisoners have escaped. I don't know how they managed it. They used off-world technology, a thin, stick-like device. We must find them immediately.
Of course.
I want you to kill them when they're caught. Do you understand?
It will be a pleasure, sire.
Oh, are you nearly finished?
Yes, nearly done. I'm afraid my fine motor skills are a little below par. Having your limbs stretched to breaking point tends to do that.
Where is Dancino? He never brought that component.
I did warn you about him. Oh, don't worry, I've rigged a workable replacement.
So you really don't want to destroy me?
Hardly. It's ready to go when it's charged, and I've locked it onto a new network. You can leave. A second chance.
For vengeance.
Think again, Shonath. The best way to honor your people isn't more death. Wouldn't it be better to ensure their legacy survives?
Well?
Oh, nothing in there either.
Oh, we've checked kitchens, library. Do you think it could be in the throne room?
It'd be hard to get in there without being seen, wouldn't it?
And it's too busy to keep something hidden.
Oh. Think, where would I hide something like that? Shame this tapestry doesn't have a picture of her putting it in a box somewhere.
Oh, maybe there's a clue, though. Look, that's when she arrived. And she's holding something torch-like in her hand. That must be what it looks like.
Where would she put it, though?
Somewhere she knows it'll be safe, where it wouldn't be disturbed or touched. That's it!
What are you doing?
No one's allowed to touch this tapestry. If we feel along the seam, it may be hidden.
I'll check this side.
Oh! I found something. Sorry about this.
Got it. The genetic modifier.
All right, let's find the doctor.
Not so fast. What have you got there?
Nothing.
Hand it over, I'll shoot.
Oh, we know who you are. And if you kill us, everyone will know you're a Dalek agent.
What are you talking about?
Don't play dumb.
I really don't know what...
Dancino, give me your weapon.
Of course, sire.
Oh! You stunned him?
Yeah. Thanks, Your Highness. You saved us.
Hand over the genetic modifier.
What?
You know what this is?
You're the Dalek agent. I should have realized.
Oh. Yes, you should. Strangely enough, the clue was in the tapestry all along.
You didn't help Shonath until 3 months ago. And then you had a change of heart and started doing everything you could to build the transmat.
Why would I have a total change of heart? Eh?
That's when you arrived in that pod. What are you, a Dalek duplicate?
And what did you do with the real Vashko?
Exterminated him. And as soon as the transmat is working, the Daleks can arrive and exterminate all of you too. Move.
Say,
sensors indicate that the transmit is working?
Dispatch Dalek Squad to Thelion immediately.
I obey.
The power's nearly at maximum.
Why do you want the genetic modifier?
There is a war going on across all of space and time. My people need that device to protect themselves against the Daleks.
Why would I help the Time Lords?
Good point. Thing is, if the Time Lords lose, then the Daleks will conquer all of space and time. Trillions of innocent lives will be lost.
You promise my safety if I hand over the device.
You have my word. My people will not harm.
Get in there!
Bliss! Tamasek!
Doctor!
Vashka, it's a Dalek agent.
And there was me assuming it was the cold-hearted scientist. Talk about judging a book by its... Presumably, that's the genetic modifier.
Move over here, Doctor.
Not so fast. Grab his arm, Bliss.
Right,
Drop the gun.
He's dropped the device.
Grab it.
It's mine. Stand back, all of you.
Hand it over.
Please trust me, Shonath. I don't want you harmed.
Something is coming through the transmit.
Daleks!
Stay down!
What are you doing, Doctor?
We're trying to reach the controls. They're still on the transmit plate. If I could just... That's it, buy us a bit of time.
The transmat on Thelion has been locked. Dalek Squad has been transported back. Divert power to override. I obey. Report from the laboratory. The Time Lord known as the Doctor is on Thelion. The Doctor must be exterminated. Divert all power. Daleks must control the transmat.
It's charging again. It'll soon be ready. Now, the trick will be for us to make a jump before the Daleks materialize and exterminate us all.
Can you control where we go?
I've locked onto a network that leads to a way station. It's not the Garlet network that Shonath was trying, so it should be safer.
Should be.
Yes, but of course, the other risk is that the Daleks may try to catch us mid-journey.
You won't escape. My masters are coming.
Hang on. Where's Shonath?
Lady Shonath.
I have been hurt in the battle. Something called a Dalek.
I am here, my lady. I was attacked, too, by the king.
Oh, the king is not who he seems.
Shonath, let me help you.
I don't have time. I must get to my medical equipment.
It's in her room.
Come back to the lab. The transmat is charging. 2-3 minutes, and we can leave. And you can get to somewhere where they have the technology to help you. But we must be quick. As soon as they detect that it's ready, the Daleks will come through again.
How can I trust you?
Because I am the only one who can get you off this planet.
It's nearly at full power.
Where's the Doctor?
Too late. My Dalek masters are coming.
Oh, that's all we need. Quick, Tamazan, find cover!
Masters, I have completed my function. I have ensured the Daleks can reach this planet.
Then you are no longer required. Exterminate!
They got Vashko. He's dead.
If we don't get out of here, we will be too.
Exterminate!
Jonathan, I hate to rush you, but we really must get a wriggle on.
I can't. Oh, what's the use? Well,
maybe if I carry the genetic modifier.
No.
Drancino, help me.
Yes, of course. Come on, my lady.
Oh, let me rest for a moment.
We don't have a moment.
I'll get help. Men to carry on.
All right, but hurry. Jonathan, you've waited years to escape. If we are leaving, we have to go now.
Towards the transmat.
They're just regrouping.
and concentrating their fire on our hiding place.
You got another one. You're a good shot.
Eye stalk's a weakest point. Soldiers have their uses, don't they?
I will locate the doctor. Seek, locate, exterminate. Confirmed. I will remain and exterminate his associates.
Get out! Oh no, one of them got out!
Come on, you can make it.
I feel my life slipping.
No, no, come on, stay with me, Charlotte.
Move away.
Oh no, not now.
Not now!
Move away!
Oh, that's odd. Why don't you just exterminate me? I'm sure those are your orders, aren't they?
You are in close proximity to the genetic modification device. Move away! Exterminate!
You okay?
Yes.
Got it! No! I caught the transmat!
Am I still back? No, it's still charging. Look!
Let's hope so. We've got to find that missing Dalek.
All right, come on!
Give me the device!
Why? Why should I?
Daleks can heal you!
Don't listen to it, Shonath. It's lying.
Dalek technology is superior. Daleks can heal you and revitalize your species.
No, it's not true.
We are experts in genetics. We are the same. We know of mutation. We can save the Helixara.
Save my race!
The Helixara will be allies of the Daleks. Together, we will destroy the Time Lords!
It's all lies! The Daleks think anything other than Daleks are inferior. They will kill you, Shonath.
Give me the device. We will leave together.
We could rise again. My husband, my boy returned to me.
Trust me.
Please don't listen. I can't make bold claims about what I can do for you because I won't lie. But I can guarantee to get you off this planet with a chance of finding somewhere that will have the technology to heal you. And yes, I'm a Time Lord, but I regret what we did to you. There are good and bad Time Lords, but there are only bad Daleks.
You will obey.
Obey?
Temasek!
The transmat's damaged, so if we're going to leave, we need to go now.
Doctor, take the modifier.
Thank you. Charlotte, come on. No.
I don't think she's going to make it.
Yes, she is.
You need to fix the transmat, Doctor.
You go ahead. I'll bring her. You can trust me, Doctor.
But we've got to go.
Be quick. Come on, Bliss.
Charlotte?
You are a Time Lord, too?
I am.
Are you a good Time Lord, like the Doctor?
I am one that keeps her word.
Your word to the Doctor?
The Doctor isn't the one I report to.
All right, this is all set for a trip. Better make it a good one.
I asked Tamasan if the Time Lords could put right what they did. Could they?
No, sadly. For the Helixara, that's just not possible.
Doctor!
Drancino, looks like you'll need a new king or queen. Choose wisely, someone decent and benevolent who is not a Dalek agent. Now, there's a good chap.
I will try. Where is Lady Shoddoth?
Yeah, she should be here by now. Tamasan,
I'm sorry, she didn't make it.
No.
We could have learned so much from her.
And all for this stupid device.
You go first. I'll come immediately after. All being well, we'll end up in the same place, the way station.
Why don't we all go together?
Because I don't know what this genetic modifier will do when it's put through a transmat. And I don't want to risk your life.
I'll see you wherever, then.
You can count on it. You next, Tamasan.
Right.
Anything you want to tell me?
What?
Was it part of your mission to complete the deletion that the Time Lords started? I know how they hate loose ends.
Operate the transmat, Doctor. We have to go.
If I ever find out you're lying, Tamasan...
We have to go.
The instruments reveal that it locked successfully. Your friends are safe.
Safe is a relative term, but yes, at least they didn't get atomized. Now, when I go, I want you to smash this machine. You understand?
But it's such a leap forward.
If you don't, the Daleks will lock on, come here, and enslave your entire planet.
That's a good reason.
Goodbye, Drancino.
Transmit on Thelion is operational.
Intercept the network. Bring them here.
I obey.
Whoops. Well, this is awkward.
Exterminate him.
Not while I've got the genetic modifier in my hand. You'd be really stupid to try that, wouldn't you?
Locate him.
Lock-on mechanism failed to capture the Doctor. Transmat on Thelion has been destroyed.
Locate his final destination. He will not escape. We must find the Doctor and exterminate him.
Huh. Well, that's a better landing than I was expecting.
We managed to save you from your little detour.
Thank you.
And you've got the genetic modifier?
Although I'm not sure whether it'll work after being scrambled in a transmat. Here, catch. Now then, where have we ended up?
I think I gave the operator a shock. He went to tell his supervisor.
So long as I can signal my fleet, we can get away from here.
And back to my TARDIS. Mission not exactly accomplished, but completed.
Well, that's strange. What in the name of Rassilon am I doing here?
You've been listening to Doctor Who The Time War, Series 3, Fugitive in Time, written by Roland Moore. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann, Bliss, Raki Thakra, Major Tamazan, Adele Anderson, Vashko, Jamie Newell, Drancino, Judah Wusu, Shonath, Wendy Craig, Daleks, Time Strategist, Nicholas Briggs, Servant, Tracy Wiles. Other parts played by members of the cast. Directed by Ken Bentley, produced by David Richardson, script editor Matt Fitton, executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay Gallery.